He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Gearan joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Great to catch up with Mick Gearan after he had a well-deserved week off last week. And Mick, there's some big harness meeting on, is it tomorrow night at Alexandra Park that we're looking forward to?
Yeah, it's a massive one, Michael. Good morning to you and hi to all your listeners. We have two Group 1s, or sorry, Group 1 and a Group 2 tomorrow night. And it's getting towards the end of a very busy autumn season. They've restructured the season. And now horses are starting to get tired and the good horses are starting to scare horses away. So the Anzac Cup, which is a Group 1 for the trotters tomorrow night, only has the six runners because people are saying to themselves, Michael, well, I can't beat Sunday Sun and Bolt for Brilliance, so I might go for my spell now and come back and try and win some early season races when they're not around. So Sunday Sun, he'll be winning tomorrow night at Alexandra Park. I spoke to Tony Hurley, who drives Bolt for Brilliance, and he said, I don't think we can beat him tomorrow. And the other feature race is a new race. It's the Roy Purdon Memorial. So it's a race that obviously people like Roy's sons Mark and Barry and his son-in-law Tony Hurley want to win. It means a lot tomorrow night. Probably self-assured will win it for Mark, but it's a really big deal for their family. So expect to see self-assured put into the race. Even though, Michael, it's a lead-up to the $400,000 Auckland Cup next week. So sometimes lead-up races leave me a bit, you know, I'm not sure what to expect from this from a punting point of view. I think tomorrow they'll push the button on self-assured. Not saying they'll try and lead on him, but I think he'll beat them for speed. So that's tomorrow night. Then we head into next week. We have a massive Auckland Cup meeting. So it takes a bit for people to get their heads around, Michael, what's going on with all this open class rejigging. But it's meant the autumn has been very, very strong over here. And then on the galloping front, things have started to taper off a little bit. And basically everybody in New Zealand, Michael, was looking across the Tasman to Queensland, where the Kiwis got two victories yesterday on the sunny coast. And the horses like Entre Vier from last week and Dark Destroyer, and we're keeping our ears and eyes peeled about Pinarello, whether he makes the derby, and hoping for miracles for horses like the Chosen One and Coventina Bay against Zaki. So most New Zealanders who love the galloping, Michael, are getting out of bed at the moment and flicking on their website to Racing Queensland or, you know, RSN for the information about Queensland, because the local stuff is very much the support card at the moment.
And the Kiwis have been performing so well. It's good to see them back in big numbers in Queensland. And had a great chat just before to Robbie Patterson, the trainer of Coventina Bay. And look, he gave a bit of a push. Probably can't beat Zaki, but said she will run a lot better than last week because she had a lot of issues leading into the run in the Hollandale, and she wasn't disgraced.
Look, I thought a fifth was okay. I think a track not as deep, and Doomben hasn't been as bad this week, but gee, there's a lot of rain forecast for the next, you know, 48 hours type thing, Michael. Look, she's in play for sure as a place chance, but I think everybody realises, I was talking to Andrew Forsman about it, if Zaki gets things the way he likes it, Zaki, then he'll be winning. So I think a lot of them are running for seconds and twos. I think the Joseph one's a better horse or as good a horse as Coventina Bay. But obviously he's coming off a dreadful run at Randwick. Admittedly, he wasn't the only horse who couldn't get his feet out of the ground at Randwick. So I think he must be getting close to retirement. If he goes well, the Chosen One, I think they'll stick around for the Q22. So maybe there's a little sneaky option there for futures punters, because the Q22 could drop away quite a bit, Michael.
Yeah. Can you leave us with a winner over the weekend?
There's a pretty good horse race to get to Rapa. It's raining in Auckland, Michael, so it could be a wet track meeting, but he'll handle the wet. Horse in race four, number one at Tarapa. Race four, number one, We Will Rock. Around 2.7 with New Zealand tabs fixed. I think it starts about 1.9. I think it's an open class sprinter from a good stable. And most importantly for Tarapa, it's one on the track. So if you're not sure that that's enough money for you, just take it all up with Sunday Sun. He's about $1.45 tomorrow night. Gives you a return somewhere around the 4.3s, 4.4s. That'll do me for the weekend, Michael.
Good on you, Mick. Have a great one.
You too, brother.